This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Friday, June 30th. Well, wheat prices continue their upward climb from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Joe Vaklavic.
The wheat market was sharply higher here on Thursday. We saw double-digit gains across the board in Chicago, Minneapolis, and Kansas City futures. As a matter of fact, the Minneapolis futures traded more than 50 cents higher early this morning into some fresh multi-year highs. So a lot of strength here. We've got a number of factors contributing to that strength. One of the big issues here is what's going on in the Northern Plains. We've had a developing drought in the Dakotas, other spring wheat growing areas, and that's what's contributed to the big rally in the Minneapolis futures. You know, we traded north of $7 here this week in most of these Minneapolis futures contracts. Certainly looks as if we're going to run into a very, very short crop, so the market is discounting that, and we're kind of in demand rationing mode here, it seems.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 23 at 481. July corn ended the day up 3 at 359 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day up 22 and three quarters, ranging from 505 to 525 and a quarter. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for July were up 19, ranging from 555.5 to 570.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for July were up 36.5, ranging from 851 and a quarter to 856 and a quarter. Live cattle for June were down 50 cents at 119.55. August feeder cattle were up 77.5 cents at 146.85, and July class 3 milk was down a dime at 1572. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report.